Proclamation number 6215 of 18th of March, 1955. Urgent vineyard work. There is still much work to be done in my vineyard, for it is still necessary to bring much fruit to maturity before the end and to bring it into the sheds before the end comes. It is arduous work because the time is extremely unfavorable for sowing and for the seed to emerge. Because it is late seedlings that are still to be brought to maturity and there is not much time left for this. And this short time is used too much by people in a wrong sense, therefore you should be eagerly active as my servants and make the work on the souls of the world your concern, which precisely because they belong to the world, are difficult to work on and often only have little time because their earthly life will soon end. You cannot overlook the many fallow fields, which are the hearts of men. But I can and therefore know that a great many servants are needed who shall work diligently in order to still achieve an abundant harvest before the end. I overlook the earthly in the spiritual kingdom, and I tell you that no work is done in vain, that all your efforts are blessed and that one day you will be happy about the success, for although your work on earth seems almost unsuccessful in the last days, the value of every spiritual activity will be fully recognized and utilized in the spiritual kingdom. Indeed, only ever by willing souls, yet every willing soul will then continue the work of redemption with the souls surrounding it, and then the seed you have scattered will already have sprouted and spread. But if no willing laborers are active on earth for me, much ground remains fallow which could still have brought forth fruit. And you should always remind yourselves that even the smallest success is valued, that a single soul which finds light on earth crosses over as a being of light and brings light to countless souls in darkness again. And every person can contribute to this. Every person who belongs to me has the opportunity to influence a fellow human being if he does so with love, and his effort will not remain without success, because even apparent resistance can be abandoned in the hours of adversity which still lie ahead of you humans. Sow the precious seed you receive from me. And even if it does not immediately sprout, it is strength within itself and will one day break through. Perhaps already on earth, but certainly in the beyond, when the soul remembers your words, then only a slight push will be necessary and my word will take effect in it. And even if countless souls sink into the abyss when the last day has come, there will also be souls which don't need to share their fate, which have already broken through the darkness, which strive towards the light as tiny little plants. And for the sake of these souls I command you, for you shall bring my word to them. You should try to make the heart receptive and able to receive the seed for my word. And you should always bear in mind that my word contains the strength and that this strength will never be lost. It often only expresses itself in the kingdom of the beyond. And therefore you do not only work for people's earthly time but often the seed only comes into being in the beyond, yet the soul is redeemed who brought it my word, provided it did not entirely belong to my adversary on earth. Much work still has to be done, and again I call you to work, because the end is near and therefore everyone is needed who wants to help redeem erring souls. Amen.